This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Road School Moms. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time RVing mom to four road schoolers and co-founder of Full-Time Families, the resource for your family's answers to full-time RVing questions and much more. Tonight and every Sunday night, I'm blessed to be joined by my lovely co-host.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, also a full-time RVing mama to four road schoolers and the creator of roadtripteacher.com, your resource for destination-based curriculum and educational resources for traveling homeschool families. Our crew also chronicles our travels over at diaryofamroadmom.com, so we'd love to have you follow over there. The Road School Moms team is coming to you live tonight, again from separate locations, both of us from Florida, but we are so happy to be joined with you from wherever in the world you are. If you're new to Road School Moms tonight, we want to welcome you. We're so glad you're here. There are many ways to get connected with this community. One of the ways that is a lot of fun, if you're online with us by a device, you can still join our chat that happens during the live show over at roadschoolmoms.com. We invite you to go there and tell us where you're tuning in from. We love to chat with you while we're on the air. We also have a Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/roadschoolmoms, and we invite you to join us there for support and encouragement every day of the week. As a reminder, that Road School Moms group is a closed group, so it's a safe place to share your thoughts and anything that you need there. We love for you to post there and let us know what your road school looks like, and if you need a little encouragement or if you're having a great week, we like to hear that too. We have a couple of exciting announcements coming up for you tonight. One thing, mark your calendars, because Road School Moms has great events coming up, such as our very first of hopefully many more Road School Moms Bible studies. This very first one is entitled Made for Community. It officially starts tomorrow, although our administrators have been working very diligently for many days and weeks to get that off and running. We're praying for the leaders and over 30 participating ladies who will be a part of this 8-week study. If you miss the cutoff for this study, have no fear, because we'll be doing more studies in the future, and we'll give you plenty of time and notice that you'll know when registration starts for that.
Yes, Mary Beth, that was so encouraging to see all those spots and then some be taken within 24 hours of the announcement, and I'm just so excited for kicking off tomorrow and all that we're going to learn through that Bible study and the connections we're going to be able to make. I want to let you know we've also been working hard to establish a prayer group ministry specifically for the intentions of our Road School Moms community. We are blessed that Sarah James has taken the reins of this, and we are so thankful for the women who responded to be a part of the team. If you're interested in being a part of the Road School Moms prayer team, all you need to do is comment on our Facebook group or send an email to me, Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com, or Marybeth, info@roadtripteacher.com. If you need prayer, you can also use those emails or the Facebook group. The team will be establishing a procedure and publishing that in a few weeks. But in the meantime, if you have an urgent request, please don't hesitate to reach out. At the end of the broadcast, we'll be sharing some more information on the cruise. Well, the whole broadcast is actually dedicated to the cruise, so stay tuned for that. And I also want to take a moment, Mary Beth, to thank all the listeners who've reached out to Mary Beth and I. And I know and told us that they've been blessed by our new show format. We truly covet your words and know that God is using us all for good works. So thanks so much for reaching out, because as you can imagine, others have reached out too who feel maybe deceived by the new format or abandoned by the new format. And we're really sad that is a reaction that we've had to this new format, but we're just praying for everybody that's listening, and we're hoping that more and more women will be called to listen. So if you are being blessed by the show, just know that we covet all of your praises, and we'd love for you to share the show with other women that could be blessed by it as well. This week, we secured a location and a date for the upcoming Civil War-themed rally in September. The dates are September 8th through the 11th, and the location, which is not being announced yet, is within 1 hour of Cooperstown, New York. originally we thought Gettysburg was going to be the place, but this location that we found is so much more conducive, and we're just so excited and thrilled. And I want you to know that the campground reached out to us, which is always something that's really thrilling to us, because, you know, it says a lot when a campground reaches out and says, hey, you can bring your crazy 300 people here. We'd love that. So we will be posting coordinator opportunities on the Full-Time Families Members Only Facebook group. And then registration details and signups will be sent out in this order to our charter members, lifetime members, and current annual members, respectively, in about 10 days. And then after that's all released, then we release to the general public. So that's how that's going to go.
That's so exciting. And as you know, Road Trip Teacher and my crew will be there with bells on. We can't wait for that. I've already got my team working on several things that'll be going on at that'll be in conjunction with that rally as far as destination-based study guides and some printables that we'll have offered for that rally as well. So we are very excited to put that on our calendar. You know, I don't know how about you, but it's like when we've turned the corner to March and now the time has changed and, you know, it's, you know, lighter, longer, no matter where you're at, probably in the country. And I don't know, it's just kind of it's time for something different in our road school. I don't know about you, Kimberly, but this gets to be one of those, you know, kind of times when it's time to do something different. So this week, my crew is studying some different St. Patrick's Day things. We actually have some friends down that are on spring break, so it's kind of interrupted our little bit of our road school. So we're going to kind of take a break this week, but I am going to we're going to share our St. Patrick's Day printables on Tuesday this week. That'll be offered free to all the road school moms, and just a little mini study that we have and a couple of things. So that's what's going on over at Road Trip Teacher this week. And like I said, it was kind of time for us to do some renewing and refreshing in our road school. We kind of gotten stagnant over the last couple months, so it was a great time to do that. And speaking of refreshment, that is what tonight's show is all about. And on this Spring Forward Sunday, where we've lost an hour, sprung forward, I know how desperately we as road school moms need some time to ourselves to just rest, to renew, recharge, rejuvenate, all those rewords. And as you can find in Jeremiah 31:25, for I will satisfy the weary soul, and every languishing soul I will replenish. I love that. It's so simple and easy to understand. The 23rd Psalm, which is one of them that I think I've probably had memorized since my early days in Sunday school. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I love that psalm. So it's such a one that I can remember my grandmother, reciting that, and one that I learned at a very early age. And when you look at the expression, he restores my soul, the literal translation of that is he causes my life to return. The word restore means replenish, to return to its original state. Restoring my soul means God keeps me going and gives the enjoyment of life back to me. And, you know, while you're thinking about those verses that you've kind of maybe known for a long time, the ones that just come to your mind easily, don't overlook the verse, he leads me beside still waters. I love how that imagination conjures up beautiful ocean sunsets in my brain. That's immediately what comes to my mind, the kind that we'll be experiencing on the open seas this October for our very first Road School Moms Cruise Retreat.
Yes, Mary Beth. On tonight's show, we'll be discussing all the details about that cruise with our host for the event, Michelle Harkins. But before we bring Michelle on, we asked our Road School Moms this week, what tips do you have for us moms who are trying to carve out just a few minutes of peaceful, restorative time in our day? And thank you so much to all who responded. We were overwhelmed with responses, and we could only share a few of them in tonight's show. But if you want to see the complete list of ideas, of which I strongly urge you to do, please go to the Road School Moms Facebook group on Facebook. That's the group where all the discussion is happening, not to be confused with the fan page. And there, if you search something like what was in the thing, restorative, if you search the word restorative, that whole comment link will show up, and then you'll see all of the tips. But specifically, Kelly Savory answered, my friend loaned me a copy of Soul Custody, Choosing to Care for the One and Only You, and she highly recommends it. She says it gives some great suggestions, and what she loves about it is it's not self-help. It is a Christian-centered soul care. So I want to let you know that we reached out to the author, Stephen W. Smith, this week, and although he wasn't available for tonight's show, I want you to look for him and his wife to join us on a future show about soul care. Sarah Shute encourages you to pretend that you have to go to the bathroom and bring your phone. That has to at least count for 5 minutes of alone time. And yes, Sarah, I have been there many a day, even quite honestly today. And sometimes when you live in 350 square feet, the bathroom feels like the only place to get some rest. But we're hoping after the show you'll start establishing some self-care standards and carving some real time out for yourself so you'll get more than just that 5 minutes in your stinky RV bathroom.
Oh, my goodness. Yep, and Heather Paul says, I have to wake up earlier than my kiddos for my alone time. If the day gets too crazy, I will send everyone to their own end of the camper for a movie or a book for a little downtime. That's a great one. I think we've all probably used that one. Heidi Kinney, who's just 49 days away from her launch for her family, says that early morning is her time before anyone wakes up. She says she tries to spend time with God so she doesn't kill anyone later. And if you've met Heidi, then you know that that's I can just hear her saying that. Sarah Shute adds, after the kids go to bed, I go for a walk to get some alone time and to get in some steps for the day. She reminds us that she hasn't had much motivation lately, but she did like having her walks at the Not Back to School rally in Branson, as did I. I miss those walks. James said, I used to own green earphones, and the rule was when I had those in, don't bother me unless it's an emergency. Sarah would put them in sometimes and not be listening to anything. She said she just needed a break. I should invest in more green earphones, she said. So after we heard that about Sarah and some of the other things that the other Road School moms needed to, keep renewed and recharged, Kimberly and I decided to put together welcome bags for all the Road School moms that join us on the retreat cruise. And those bags will include green earphones for in honor of Sarah James. Colin Robinson suggested art projects. I love that. He said they said they can give their kids art supplies on the plastic sheet in the middle of the floor and have all kinds of hours of alone time while they're doing Project Rock. So I absolutely love that idea.
Yeah, I love that too. Ashley Allen shares, I've decided to start doing my hour of power. I started out this week actually on accident, but I've been getting up an hour earlier than the kids. It gives me time for my positive affirmations and meditation, some journaling and reading, and obviously a cup of coffee and maybe a shower with the hubs if I'm lucky. Ooh, that sounds exciting. I'm a bit of an introvert, so getting bombarded first thing when I wake up is extremely hard for me and totally sets the wrong mood for the day. I know a lot of our Road School moms can agree with that. So taking this time for me is incredible, but I've decided recently to take up practicing my handwriting with the hopes of eventually learning calligraphy. So I work that into my morning. It's like coloring, and it's very soothing to me. Bunny Arnold says, getting up before everyone else works great, and I feel more refreshed all day. But those mornings when I just don't get up early enough, I like to read and have quiet time at night. She also tells us, I'm blessed to have such a wonderful husband that suggests I take time away during the day to shop, get a pedicure, read by the pool, walk on the beach, have dinner with a friend, or just get out whenever I feel like it. But the best is to take a few days or a week to get away and spend some time with a friend and recharge. I hope that week you choose is with us, Bunny, on the cruise. And while I've witnessed the blessing that Bunny's husband, Eric, is to her and how he does encourage her to take time for herself, I've also been around other moms who have to carve out time for themselves. And the truth is, if they don't make themselves or ourselves a priority, your refreshment, if you don't make your refreshment a priority, then likely others in your life, possibly including your husband and or your kids, won't either. As mothers, we are called to give so much to so many, but let us not forget that we, too, are worthy of nurturing. And so I'm going to say a prayer tonight for all of our Road School moms that are listening. Heavenly Father, tonight we pray for all the women who you've called to listen, that they will feel in their hearts worthy of rest and refreshment, that they will choose to relieve themselves of the burdens of their everyday lives, if only temporary, to pursue you and build more peace into their homes. We call women to look out for one another and recognize when relief is needed, and then provide it either in the way of childcare or fellowship or whatever resources they may have to share. To those women who are hesitant to receive help from others, whether it be from pride, a sense of unworthiness, or maybe they don't want to burden anyone else, let them recognize, Lord, that their spiritual sisters are willing to help, and let them set those reservations aside and be accepting of that help. Father, I pray that those women who are tuned in tonight, who desperately want to join us on this upcoming cruise, but don't see a way that that's possible, either through a lack of finances, a lack of time, or a lack of support at home, Jesus, I pray that you would make a way for these women. We don't know that nothing is too difficult for you, and it is, if it is your will, you will make a way. Let those women whom you call to be a part of this step out in faith and be truly refreshed by this event. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Tonight we are joined by fellow Road School mom and the one and only cruise chick, Michelle Harkins. Michelle, thank you so much for being on our show with us tonight. Please take a minute and introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us how you fit into our road schooling community.
Well, ahoy. I'm so thrilled to be with you. I am a mom, a wife, a business owner, and most recently a teacher. I have just started homeschooling my children who are ages 8 and 12, and we have been so busy the last 2 months trying to get our house ready, and we just had 2 showings this week on it, and it's officially going on the market at the end of this week, and in 2 months we'll be official full-time road schoolers.
Wow, that's wonderful to hear, Michelle. We're so excited for you, and we were so excited to be able to meet you in person at our most recent Tampa rally. And, you know, I wish we could count how, tonight how many times Mary Beth and I say we're so excited. But we are also so excited about this coming cruise retreat. Tell us, when did you start the Cruise Chicks retreat, and where did you get the idea from?
All right, so you're going to have to imagine this a little bit. Use your imagination, because I wish I had a picture. But we birthed this idea, my husband and I, sitting on a lounge chair, overlooking the pool on a cruise ship. And we just thought this would be such a perfect venue to do a retreat. We believe that women are natural givers and doers and the fragrance of their homes. And so we wanted to create a retreat where women could come away and be loved on, served, encouraged, and built up, so they could go back to their homes and their communities and churches where they naturally serve and continue to give out of a full tank instead of running on fumes. And what better location to do all of that than on a cruise ship where they've got somebody that makes their bed 2 times a day. They don't have to cook a meal. It's all prepared for them. They can have unlimited chocolate. That's one of our things that we promise on Cruise Chicks. Unlimited chocolate. So it's just a perfect venue to be able to accomplish those goals.
Okay, well, as if you didn't have me before, you had me at chocolate, that's for sure. Michelle, how many women do you expect that will be part of this crew, and what types of events can the participants expect?
Sure. So typically our numbers range anywhere from 50 to about 110. And this year, because we have such a large national speaker, we expect we'll probably get up closer to 200 this year. And we do lots of fun events, because as women, don't we like camaraderie? We like chick chat. We like having fun together. So not only are you going to get to hear from some amazing speakers, with one of them being Rachel Carman, and I'll just tell you a little bit of blurb. She's written a couple books, one of them, How Many Times Do I Have to Tell You, and How to Have a Heart for Your Kids. Then we also have Called Worship, a worship team, and I will be the MC and host of the event. So we do all kinds of fun events. I'm going to give you like a sampling of some of the things that we've done in the past. You will have a quote-unquote community group, and that's the group of ladies that you'll do some of these activities with and that you'll have dinner with. So every night you'll have dinner with the same ladies, so you can build a sense of community. And so we have a group of about 10 ladies that are in each community group. And so besides having our worship times, we have a church service on Sunday morning and our speaking events, and we have breakout sessions as well. All this is included in your retreat. We also do lots of fun games and things like that. We have prizes and giveaways, but I'm going to tell you some of the fun things that we've done on board. We've done a video scavenger hunt, and that's probably one of my favorites, because then we watch the videos afterwards, and they're quite hilarious. One of them is always, see how many of your ladies you can fit in a cruise shower. And if you've not been on a cruise, the showers are teeny tiny, and sing, you know, a song. So that one's one of my favorites. We've also done where we've given the ladies a bag of things like duct tape, pipe cleaners, tissue paper, and newspaper, random things like that, and had them create a runway-worthy outfit. And then we had a fashion show with those, and we picked the top winning team. And some of those outfits were truly, like, amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Unlimited chocolate and scavenger hunts. I'm never going to leave. Can you share with us what is the price per participant and what's included in that price?
Sure. So we have three different types of categories. We have an inside cabin, which is basically has no window to it. That starting price is $550, and I'll tell you in a minute what it all includes. And then we have an ocean view, which has a window. It doesn't open up. People ask that. It doesn't open up. It's a stationary window, and that's $645. And then we have a balcony cabin. So if you want a place to sit out and have breakfast and quiet time, a balcony cabin is a nice option, and that is only $760. So what's included in that price is all of your meals, all of your non-alcoholic beverages like coffee, tea, juice, water, things like that, all of your meals, your entertainment. They do some great shows that we'll be able to participate in on board the ship, as well as all of the retreat fees, your port, and your taxes. Now, people always want to have an expectation of what else they would incur while on board. So your gratuities, that is for your room steward, all the people serving you and waiting on you, you'll have about $48 in gratuities to cover at the end of the cruise. And then if you want to do anything special for yourself, like I'm going to go get a massage or a pedicure at the spa, those kind of things would be extra. Or if you choose to do one of the shore excursions, those would be extra as well so that you can budget. But in that $550 includes everything. So you can really get away on quite a good budget.
That's awesome. So, Michelle, tell us, is this cruise just for women or are families welcome to join?
This is a question I get every single year, and I want to tilt us back to what our mission and vision for our group is. We really, really want women to be able to come away, for them to be able to pull away. And one of the greatest examples of this is Jesus. You know, right before everything, any major event, Jesus went away to be with the Father to get encouraged, build up, pray, seek Him. And so we really prefer for women to come away from their families to be able to recharge and refuel, and so that then they can go back. And I think it would be much more of a blessing to your families for you to be able to disconnect from them for a short bit and then connect back in fully charged up.
Okay, that answers that, and I'm so happy to hear that. Now, let's say I'm not a Christian, or I'm not someone who lives my spirituality out loud. Will I feel alienated or bored on this cruise?
Well, I sure hope not. I would hope you feel loved, and you'd use this time to see what makes us believe what we believe. And no matter where you are on your journey of faith, you are welcome. You also have the freedom to sit and watch or join in and participate without any judgment. We're here to encourage one another. And we as an organization are unashamedly Jesus followers. And we just would be so honored to have you no matter what your background is or your faith is. And I can honestly say this group has such a sweet heart to it that I really think you will fit in and feel welcomed.
I love that. Now tell us, there's so many exciting things that you've talked about. How much downtime can we expect on this cruise? Are there things scheduled back to back all day, or is there time, you know, free time in the schedule?
Well, this is one of my passions, so I'm glad you've asked this, because I have actually been to other events that do something similar, and it was like back to back to back to back to back. And women feel guilty. I felt guilty if I didn't go to every single thing. So I've purposely scheduled in downtime for us. So there's nothing for you to miss or you feel bad, like I need to go take a nap. Also, I have lots of friends that have given me input over the years, and we've been doing this for, eight years now. So we have days that you have sleep-in days, so you don't feel like you're going to miss something because I really need to sleep in, or nap time or pool time or time to go to the spa. So we definitely balance the free time on the ship kind of opportunities and time that we're together.
Okay. Now, the rates that you mentioned were based on double occupancy. They're individual rates, but it's two per room. And so Stephanie Simpson wants to know, do we have to have a roommate before we register? And she also mentions October is so far away to nail down plans for us, but I'd love to make this trip happen. And Stephanie, we most certainly hope that you can join us on this trip. So let's answer that roommate question.
That is an awesome question. And yes, since they are double occupancy, you may not know who you're going to invite right now. So I would say go ahead and do your registration. We will have to kind of help walk you through it. You might not need to do it through our website. We'll do that over the phone. But we want you to go ahead and get your spot reserved while the prices are this low, because we do price increases. And then we'll just plug in your roommate when they come on board. Now, also, I get this question, what if I don't have somebody? We do placement. So if you want us to place you with somebody else, we try to do like placements. We pray over that and try to find a good fit for roommate situations. And we've had a good experience from that in previous years.
Great. Bunny Arnold wants to know, are the speaking sessions just for our group, or will there be other groups joining us?
Perfect question. Yes, we are a group within the cruise ship, meaning that we are not the only women on the cruise ship. But all of our group events are closed events. That means it is just us. So all of our sessions, you'll have special lanyards that you can't get into the space unless you have your cruise ship's lanyards. So it is a closed event, so there will not be any other guests from the cruise ship. Now, we have had, because we have these cool shirts that we have for, made for everybody, we've had women on board ask our girls, hey, I see you in mass amounts around the ship. Can we come sit in on a session? And we've never missed an opportunity like that to be able to be salt and light and witness that we have had guests that have been invited by the other cruise ships to come in and sit in on a session.
Okay, so just to further clarify for Bunny, I want to tell her that Road School Moms, Michelle has carved out 40 spots for Road School Moms, so we are a group within the group of the whole event, but I'm sure that there's zero contention that I'm even worried about, but just to let you know that this is not exclusive to Road School Moms. This is the Cruise Chicks Retreat that Michelle puts on, and she has been kind enough to carve out these 40 spots for the Road School Moms. So I think I just said that wrong. but if there's any confusion, Road School Moms are joining the Cruise Chicks and will be part of the greater Cruise Chicks group. Does that make sense? Did I say that right, Michelle?
Yes, that was perfect.
Okay. So moving on, how can our listeners reserve one of the 40 spots set aside for them?
Perfect. Well, we have a website set up with more information. If you'd like more information, you can click on there and see, like, what the rooms look like. You can see what the ship looks like. You can see more information about the speakers. You can just log on to our website, and that is www.cruisechicks.com. And we spell chicks without a K in it. It's chics.com. And you get to just put $100 down to reserve your spot, and you can make monthly payments. Monthly payments are only $92 per month if you book right now. We're also going to do a special just for the Road School Moms. So if you book this week, so in the next 7 days, sometime before 9 o'clock next Sunday, you will get to have a special meet and greet with our speakers, and you'll get an autographed book from Rachel.
Oh, wow. That's a wonderful benefit. Thank you so much for doing that for us.
That's exciting. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We are going to draw names from our listeners tuned in tonight, and the winning listeners will receive your deposits for the cruise, which is $100 value paid for you from the Road School Moms duo here. What does this mean? Well, as you've learned from our interview with Michelle tonight and all the wonderful things that she's had to say about this upcoming cruise, it's $100 down to reserve your spot on this cruise. Katie and I are going to put that money down for two lucky ladies tonight that are listening, and then your spot will be reserved on this cruise. So this is how we're going to do it. We're going to draw one phone listener and one web player listener. If you're listening on the web player, we need you to enter your name in the chat window on roadschoolmoms.com page right now. Keep in mind, this is not our Facebook page. This is not the closed we're not talking about the Facebook closed group. We are talking about the chat window on our roadschoolmoms.com page. It's a chat tango. It's outlined in yellow, and it says Road School Moms chat on the top of it. There's like a little chat tango, I think it's called, at the bottom. And that's where that is. So we need you to enter your name on that chat window.
Yes. If you're not seeing that chat window for some reason, I'm going to call you to refresh your page, and it should show up. Or if for some reason you're having a hard time connecting to the chat, I know we have a lot of people on the web player tonight, so I'm expecting to see a lot of names in the chat. So please go ahead and get your names in there. If you're having problems with that, you can text me. I know a lot of you have my text email, so text address, so you can text me. But go ahead and get your name in that chat window if you are listening on the web player, and we'll give you a few minutes to do that. In the meantime, I'm going to say one last thing I want to mention is that these 40 spots are available to any of our listeners. You do not need to be a full-time road school mom. You do not need to be on the road. You do not even need to an RV to join us. Ours is and always will be an inclusive group. So what does that mean? That means if you want to bring a friend from home, bring them. If you want to bring your mother, bring her. If you have a church that you're going to and you want to tell people about that, yes, you can tell them too. So please go ahead and spread the word. And I'm starting to see names show up in the chat browser, so keep those coming. And I am going to be writing, I'm writing the names right now of the people on the call, on the conference call, and I'm going to be calling a name out in 1 minute. So give me a minute to write down these names, and you still have time if you're on the web player to put your name down in that web player, in that chat window at roadschoolmoms.com. Go ahead and get your names in there so that Mary Beth can write down those names. Mary Beth, do you see the chat window yet?
Nope, I'm refreshing.
No.
I'm not catching it. And I can't catch it with I tried a different browser either, so I'm not sure if anyone else is having trouble, but I can't seem to get it.
Oh, wait. Jen Holt has a question. Is the deposit refundable or transferable, Michelle?
So the deposit would not be, if you mean transferable to another person,
yes,
you can transfer it to another person, just not to like, hey, I don't want to do this one. I want to go on another cruise. So that would not be transferable in that respect. And refundable. We have a cancellation fee of only $50 if for some reason you cancel. Then everything else is refundable up until our cancellation penalties start with the cruise line, which is typically about 75 days out from the sailing.
Okay. Mary Beth, because you are having an issue with the chat window, I have texted you.
I got it.
Oh, you got it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Unless you've already done it, I've got it.
No. But I have texted you the people who are dialed in tonight on the phone. So if you want to make the entries for those people, why don't you go ahead and do that? And we'll give yes, yes, Bunny, we see you on the phone. We have you recorded on the phone, Bunny. Thanks. And Jen Holt said yes. That's what I meant to another person. So yes. And in the case of this winner, we are going to be putting the $100 down for you with Michelle. If there's no money value in it for you as the winner, except you don't have to pay your deposit. If for some reason you can't go on the cruise, we can't give you the $100. It doesn't work that way. So this is for us to put down the deposit for you to be able to go on the cruise. Anybody else have any questions before we make before we do our first drawing? Oh, I see Roxanne on the thing. Awesome. Yes, Sarah James, we have you down in the call. You making those papers, Mary Beth? Yeah, I do. I hear you.
Yeah, just like, surely you hear me trying to make sure this is done fair and square.
Yes, absolutely. That is the name of the game here.
Hey, girls, let me jump in real quick. One of the things I forgot to mention earlier while y'all are getting all these names in so we make sure to get everybody is our theme for this year is Thirst No More. So I'm very excited about that theme and excited to see what Rachel is going to bring through that. So I just wanted to kind of put that out in case that would be of benefit and meaning to somebody.
Okay, that's wonderful. Yeah, Mary Beth and I have really resonated with the real refreshment that you speak of in the ad text on the on this cruise, and it's just you know, every time I read it, it's palatable to me. I could just feel it. I could just see myself sleeping and tanning and just having a wonderful time. And I want to let you know, listeners, that Michelle has been gracious enough to set aside some time on the schedule so that we can bring you Road School Moms live from the ship. So you'll be able to be part of the live audience, and you'll be able to share some of your experience with the people back home right there on the air on Sunday night at 9 p.m. on the ship. Because this cruise, let's talk about the dates for this cruise while Mary Beth's doing that.
It's October 13th to the 17th. So we leave on a Thursday and we get back Monday morning. So you would want to be down to the port in Port Canaveral, Florida. I'd say like somewhere between 11 and 1 to get on board the ship. And then you're going to disembark on Monday morning, usually somewhere around 9:30. So I think it's a perfect amount of time for us women to be able to get away and be refreshed and then head back to our families. But you definitely will be refreshed, full from all your wonderful food. And one of the great things is the friendships that you will make through this. It's amazing how God puts us all on the ship from all parts of the country, all walks of life, and how he builds community on the ship and the friendships. Even now, we have lots of repeat girls that come back year after year after year, and they were paired together. You might have a girl in Wisconsin with somebody from Florida, and they've become Facebook friends, and they were in their community groups together, and how those friendships have carried on even after cruise chicks. It's very cool to see.
Oh, I can imagine. That sounds wonderful. Clementine asks, if you decide to come and need to fly in, do you have any suggestions or ideas for local hotels?
I certainly do. We don't have this on our page yet, but it's coming soon. We actually do a pre-hotel for the group. So details will be coming soon on our website. We go out to dinner at a great seafood restaurant. I used to live in Cocoa Beach for a summer, so I know the area very well, and we're going this year to my ultimate favorite icy place that makes homemade snow cones like that are amazing. So I'm definitely scheduling that in while we're down there. And so, yes, we'll have that information all set up so that you can all stay with us together. And that will include shuttle service if you're flying in into Orlando Airport, is the airport you will fly into.
Okay, very good. How you doing, Mary Beth?
Okay, I'm done on my end. Did you want me to do the phone and the chat window?
No, you do the phone. I'm typing in who's on the chat window right now. So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm digging so deep. I just don't.
What
do you
do? I'm on
tension. I have one of my kids in here. I am too. I just don't. Oh, I hate this. I just wanted to.
I know. That's why I want you to do it.
I know, right?
That's terrible.
Oh, we'll let Molly do it. Oh, my goodness. Stop, Molly. Okay. Our phone listening in winner is the Indianapolis caller. Our Indianapolis caller with a 317 area code.
Okay. Let me look at that. That would be Sarah James. Congratulations, Sarah.
Yay!
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 That's so fun. Hooray. Okay. Very cool. And I am, again, last call now. If you're on the line, if you're on the web player, then I need you to be putting your name in the chat box right there on roadschoolmoms.com. It's a yellow chat box. If you don't see it yet, go ahead and hit refresh. And there I've got quite a few. Oh, Sarah says, woohoo, guess I'm going on a cruise. God answered prayer. Yay, Sarah. That's so fun. So fun. Okay, so I am, I have a lot of people on the web player. When I look at the, let me refresh it. But I'm not seeing, I've got a lot of people on the web player, but I'm not seeing all your names on the, unless you're on both. That could be. Okay, last call. This is going once, going twice. If your name is not in the chat window yet, I want to hear from you. And I am going to pick from, I just need to reconnect that. Sorry. I'm doing too many things at once. I need a rest. I need refreshment. I'm doing too many things at once. I'm multitasking over here. I just want to make sure that I've got everyone. I'm going through the chat, making sure that I've got everyone listed in my special list here so that I can just pick one at random. And I'm going to pick, and I picked Leanne Vipperman. You are going on a cruise. Congratulations. Oh, and she just replied again. I had you from up and higher in the window, Leanne. So congratulations. You are our second winner, and the Road School Moms is putting down your deposit for you. So you are all set. Congratulations.
That was fun.
That was exciting. That was fun. I love those things. I love those things. Okay, so Michelle, let's see. I want to thank you, the cruise chick, for joining us on the show tonight. Keep in mind, if you're interested in booking a cruise for your family, Michelle is your gal. She can find you the best deal and make all the arrangements for you. Michelle, tell us, how can our listeners get in touch with you directly if they have more questions about this or future cruises? And then add how our two winners, Leanne Zipperman and Sarah James, can get in touch with you to finalize their deposits. You know, we're putting their deposits down, and you'll need to get them the rest of their information.
Yep, that is awesome. So I have two ways that you can reach me. The first is by my phone, which is 404-388-3358. You can also find me on my website, which is www.thecruisechick.com. And again, I spell chick with chic.com. So it's Michelle. Yep, there you go. We got it up there, thecruisechick.com. And phone number again, 404-388-3358. And it has been truly an honor to be with you girls on this call tonight. Really has made my night. And I look forward to helping Leanne and Sarah. Just give me a call at that number, and we'll get you all signed up on the cruise. And make sure to tell a mom or a friend, sister-in-law, mother, mother-in-law, whomever, about this awesome opportunity, because all are welcome.
Oh my goodness, so exciting! Thank you again, Michelle, for coming on tonight, and all the Road School Moms that's joined us on the chat, on the phone. If you're downloading us on a podcast, we are happy you're with us also for this show on refreshment. We hope you'll make yourself a priority and give yourself this 1 hour next Sunday and every Sunday night to recharge, renew, and reconnect with our Road School Mom community. As a reminder, if you're listening to us over at iTunes, please remember to leave us a review. KT and I, of course, love 5 stars, but we really want your honest opinion. It's really important to us, so do leave us a review. And if it is less than 4 or 5 stars, please send one of us an email, either Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com, or you can send it to me at info@roadtripteacher.com, and let us know how we can improve and better serve your Road School Mom's needs, because that's what we're really here for. Once you've left your review, please do send me an email over at Road Trip Teacher that you've done that, and I'll be glad to send you the digital product of your choice from our learning shop over at roadtripteacher.com. I hope you have an awe-inspiring, amazing week. Kimberly and I hope you'll come back and join us again next week at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Sunday night, same time, same place, from wherever in the world you are, right here on the Ultimate Radio Network, all about encouraging other Road School Moms from across the miles. Until then, safe travels and God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.